This year's edition of the Nine Nights of Lights Christmas program is scheduled to run from December 15th to the 23rd at the SVG Botanical Gardens with the theme, A Botanical Christmas. Communications and Public Education Officer at the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, Twanik Barrow said, this is the ninth year that the program is being hosted, and this year promises to be another great program for members of the public.
So again, the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, we are really proud to announce that the Nine Nights of Light Festival is back again for the ninth year. And Nine Nights of Light is an annual Christmas light event that showcases the cultural heritage of the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. It's annually held in the St. Vincent Botanical Garden from December 15th to the 23rd under the theme, A Botanical Christmas.
Ms. Barrow said they have already started organizing the lights and setting up the botanical gardens for this year's program.
This year we have started preparations. We have been, just looking at the lights because, it's more about enhancing the natural beauty of the botanical gardens with lights. So we have been, just organizing the different lights that we have on hand, but also we have started to work on the center aisle, which is the biggest attraction for the festival, which is the center aisle. So we have been putting down the different structures, and we're hoping to work on the pond area, which is another of the focal pieces or the attraction piece, now the attraction point within the garden. So it's right now we are working on the center aisle, putting down the structures, and we are going to be working on the structures for the pond and the entrance and the exit, because these are some of our key attraction areas that persons really love to see and take photos. So we are working on those.
Ms. Barrow said they have already started marketing and promoting this year's Nine Nights of Lights Christmas program to ensure that it is bigger and better than last year's edition.
Going to start with our marketing, our event, so the flyer will be available, and we're just going to be pushing pushing it on social media, on the radio, different radio programs, radio stations, so that we can get the message out that Nine Nights of Light is back, and it's going to be bigger, it's going to be brighter, and even better than last year.
Communications and Public Education Officer at the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, Twanik Barrow. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.